Back again with John MacArthur in the Grace to You audio blog. If you haven't heard, there's a discussion underway at gty.org. When John is done, get the info on how to get involved.
There's a book called A Different Gospel by D.R. McConnell. It is a devastating expose of the Word Faith movement. Demonstrates irrefutably that the Word Faith teachers owe their ancestry to groups like Christian Science, Swedenborgianism, Theosophy, Science of Mind, and New Thought, not classical Pentecostalism. It isn't classical Pentecostalism. It really is not Christianity at its core. It is corrupt. It is cultish, not Christian. It is a mongrel system. It is a blend of mysticism, dualism, and neo-Gnosticism that borrows from the metaphysical cults. Its perverse teachings are causing untold harm to the Christian church, as you obviously know. It is, I believe, in the words of Peter, a destructive or damnable heresy. Despite what Word Faith teachers say, God is not just a source of cargo, is He? We are His servants, not He ours. He has called us to live lives of loving service and worship, not God-like supremacy. He blesses us, but not always materially. In no way can we write our own ticket and expect Him to follow the script. The life of a Christian is a life spent in pursuit of God's will, not a life in which God is chasing around trying to fulfill our will. No one who rejects that fundamental concept of the relationship to the believer, between the believer and the true God, the true Christ, and true faith can genuinely be called Christian. There are a few things I need to say, lest I be misunderstood. I know many charismatics who are committed, consistent, honorable believers devoted to the Word of God. Many Pentecostals are godly people. Numerous charismatic churches and individual Pentecostal charismatic believers reject many of the errors which I have highlighted in this series. We would find many Pentecostals, many Pentecostal charismatic churches and believers who would agree with our assessment of many of these movements. And I am not attempting to color all these people the same color. Within the Pentecostal charismatic movement, there is everything from evangelical orthodoxy all the way over to rank heresy. And I'm grateful that some in the Pentecostal tradition have the courage to confront error in their movement and call all charismatics to a biblical perspective, and I wish more of them would do that. I'm grateful for those who will speak out against these evil things. One of the pamphlets that first alerted me to the terrible, terrible teaching in the health wealth movement was written by Chuck Smith, pastor of Calvary Chapel, a straightforward critique of charismatic extremism. There are many like him who have taken their stand, and I thank God for their courage and their desire to be biblical. And I don't want for any moment for people to think that I don't believe there are such people in that Pentecostal tradition, because in fact there are. But listen carefully. I also believe that the seeds of these errors that they wish to fight are sometimes inherent in the very doctrines that they believe. If you believe that the baptism of the Spirit is subsequent to and separate from salvation, you have now created two classes of believers. If you believe in mystical experience, transcendent, esoteric kinds of supernatural things, then what you will do is depreciate study, spiritual discipline, and the means of grace by which you grow. If you exalt feeling, you will denigrate reason and open the mind and the spirit to powers that people cannot understand or deal with. And as long as these kinds of things lie at the core of Pentecostal tradition, the potential for disaster is there. And if you believe that God is still giving revelation of any kind, the lid is off. Well, it's a serious issue. And we need to know, as we have been learning, what the Word of God has to say. Everything is tested by this. And some of the people in the movement are in despair, disappointed, defeated, and some of them are desperate. The spiritual good life they hear about all the time never seems to happen. and they're looking for the key to real Christian life. And I would encourage you, in love, to take on the responsibility, graciously, to evangelize these people. And if, in fact, they do know Christ, show them the true path to spiritual blessing.
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.